everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's a surplus to play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama, you listen.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Young nation playing against and make his ass quit. That's our framework. That's our MO as a team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline. End zone.
This is a mauling, folks. A mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. We're taking a break in our preseason series to bring you a special episode. Recently, the guys at MGO Talk, a Michigan football podcast, reached out and asked to do an interview leading up to next week's big game. We thought you'd enjoy it, so we're sharing it with you now. This is my interview with Zach and Jeremy with MGO Talk. They can be found at mgotalk.com. As always, we hope you enjoy the show and roll tide.
And now on MGO Talk, we are joined by Dave Osment from the Alabama Football Podcast. Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey guys, it's an honor to be on with you.
You know, we can't tell you how excited we are for this. So let's start off pretty simple. Well, first, Tom and Dave host the Alabama Football Podcast. You can find that at the alabamafootballpodcast.com. Make sure you check that out. Let's talk, Dave, about the vibe. What's the vibe down in Alabama before this game on Saturday?
There's a great deal of excitement. We're looking forward to the opportunity to play in Dallas. You know, the Jarrah Dome is going to be quite a venue. And then just the opportunity to strap it on and play Michigan. You know, it's a program certainly that we have a great deal of respect for. The work that Brady Hoke has done there in his first year, I think, has just been phenomenal. And it's one of those games that you're excited about a year or two away. And here it is just a week away. We are, you know, our fan base is definitely excited, looking forward to it, as I'm sure you guys are as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you get the opportunity to prove yourself against the defending champions, you know, it's an experience, it's an honor, and it makes for good television as well. So
absolutely.
We're definitely looking forward to it. Alabama lost 8 players in the NFL draft, a staggering 6 players. Over half of their defensive starters were drafted into the NFL. How have they recovered from those losses?
You know, we lost a lot of guys on defense, but we rotate and play a lot of guys. And Saban's been there a handful of years now, and we just, you know, it's the old cliche, you know, we're just reloading. But we do have a lot of talent. We've brought in top classes for the last several years. We rotate a lot of guys. And so it's just that next line of guys that we're bringing in and that we'll see the field. In terms of all the guys that we lost, and you're right, we lost 6 starters on defense. But the way we rotate, there's only really 2 new guys that are going to step in and play that did not see significant time last year. And only one of them is brand new to the team. We have a JUCO transfer that's going to play corner. And he's actually, of all the guys stepping up into the 2-deep, the only one that's actually new to the program.
Dave, I got to tell you, that kind of concerns me a little bit because on paper I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, all right, Alabama's got to replace 8 starters. You talked a little bit about the job that Alabama's done recruiting. Obviously, it's one of those things, you don't rebuild, you're simply reloading. And hearing you say that only 2 guys are really only going to be playing that defense that don't have a lot of experience, that doesn't give me a whole lot of comfort.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. We've got we are in one of the golden ages of the Alabama program with Nick Saban, and he has come in and put together some phenomenal recruiting classes. You know, Tom and I talked about recruiting a year ago, and we said, you know, at the time there was only one program that had actually 3 programs that had recruited top 10 classes for each of the last 3 years. It was Florida State, some other program in Alabama. But at the time, we had 3 classes in the top 4. And then subsequently, with this most recent recruiting class, you know, we've got 4 recruiting classes ranked in the top, you know, 4 or 5. And so, you know, not that necessarily you guys care about our recruiting, but it just speaks to, you know, Saban's got a process, he's got a system, and he has really built something here that, you know, as fans, we're certainly proud of and enjoying.
Again, we're with Dave Osment of the Alabama Football Podcast. Dave, Alabama has one of the best offensive lines in the country. Brady Hoke said it himself talk about that group, especially, you know, a guy like Barrett Jones, who's coming back to the team after already having won the Outland Trophy.
Well, it's phenomenal. We've got 96 starts amongst our front five coming back for this season. And Barrett Jones is just a special individual. I think Saban even commented in a recent press conference, you know, when you get older, you think about the five people that have influenced your life. And you know, he said Brady Jones, or, you know, Barrett Jones may be one of those people in his life. And that's a pretty significant comment. You know, Barrett Jones won the Outland Trophy last year at left tackle. He's a natural right guard. And so we went from right guard out to left tackle. Won the Outland Trophy, and then how many times do you see at the money position, right, the left tackle, the Outland Trophy winner not go pro? And so he came back, and what do? We change positions, and he's so versatile. Through his career, he has played all five positions, and this is going to be his third consecutive season starting at a different position. And so he's taken over at center. And he's just a phenomenal individual, on top of just being a stellar football player.
I mean, and Jeremy, you were a long snapper. You can talk about the change from moving from position to position and how difficult that can be or would be.
Yeah, I mean, this guy sounds like he's the Swiss Army knives of offensive linemen, and it doesn't really matter where you put him, he's going to be successful. And Michigan's going to really have their job cut out for with that formidable offensive line that Alabama possesses.
And then, so now we're talking offense here, and we talked a little defense. Let's go back to the defense for a second, Dave. How is Alabama going to try and neutralize Denard Robinson? You know, everybody is keyed in on this. Everybody in the country knows it's no secret. He is the key to Michigan's success. Stop him, and more than likely, you'll stop Michigan. How's Alabama going to do that?
Yeah, that's going to be a significant challenge. You know, we call our base as a 3-4, but the primary look that you guys will see is a nickel, and I call it a corner nickel because sometimes, you know, we'll bring in that fifth DB, it'll be a safety or a corner, but primarily, you know, we rotate in a corner. And what I think we're going to do is just try to be patient and then try to be disciplined, which will be a little bit of a challenge with some of, I say, younger guys, you know, relative to the folks we had last year. They do, you know, lack some experience, but, you know, we're going to have to be patient. We're going to have to be disciplined. You know, Al Borges is a very creative offensive coordinator, and he's had success against Alabama his days back at LSU UCLA as well as Auburn. And I think that you guys are going to come out and attack the edges with some screens, some options, some zone reads, some misdirections. You know, almost un-Hoke-like in terms of, you know, playing that type of offense. Maybe some trick plays. I see where Devin's, you know, running some wide receiver. I think you guys are going to try to misdirection us and kind of get us flat-footed, running in the wrong direction. And with Denard, I mean, he's phenomenal. It's nothing you guys don't already know. He's an X factor. He's one of the most dynamic players in college. And if he can get us leaning the wrong way, which, you know, I think, you know, there's definitely an opportunity to do that, you guys are going to pick up yards in chunks. And mobile quarterbacks, and especially mobile quarterbacks out of an option game, that's been something we've struggled with. You know, Georgia Southern last year is a triple option team, and they put up over 200 yards rushing against us last year. And, you know, if you guys can take, you know, study the film, I'm sure there's going to be some of those principles at play. We're just going to have to play very, very disciplined defense. Not exciting. I don't think necessarily we're going to crash the edges and try to, you know, I think we're going to play disciplined and patient defense.
So let me ask you this. This is, you know, you guys are SEC country. You're on the road at Tennessee, home against Auburn. You have to go to LSU, which, I mean, Death Valley, a very difficult place to play. How does Michigan stack up against the other opponents on your schedule?
Well, I think that's a great question. Looking at some of your roster, I kind of want to answer it in that way. Some of the strengths that we have share space with maybe some of your weaknesses. And again, you know, on paper, especially our offensive front against your defensive front. And so I think that's, you know, I think that's where we have some opportunity. Michigan is a world-class program. There's no doubt about that. And so you guys, you know, you guys have some talent. relative to, it'll be interesting to see. I would say you guys would be very competitive, maybe to a Tennessee, some of the recent Georgia and South Carolina teams. I think you guys have a world of talent and are very diverse in how you attack people.
So then after all that said, give me a key or two to the game for Alabama. What does Alabama have to do? And we talked this a little bit, maybe playing a little more disciplined defense, nothing flashy. But what does Alabama have to do to come away with the season opening victory?
I think we have to, we have to try to control. I don't think we can absolutely contain, but we have to have some control on Denard. If we can force some turnovers, then there's certainly some opportunity there. On offense, we have a reputation as a running team, and it's certainly been well earned. And I don't think that we're going to do anything necessarily to stray from that. We'll see a lot of different sets. We run a lot of 4 and 5 wide receiver sets. Some 2 and 3 tight end sets. But I think we're gonna come out and we're gonna attempt to run the ball. Like I said, there's just a convergence of maybe our strength and where there's an opportunity for you guys. And again, that's just on paper. But I think we're gonna run the ball. Maybe try to suck in some of the linebackers and release a tight end. Maybe some play action out of that. I think those would be some of the principles that we'll try to attack with on offense.
And then, Jeremy, how about this? What does Michigan have to do to come away with the victory in Dallas?
Well, maybe if we could somehow sneak in some people into the Alabama hotel and give them some bad food, maybe get an outbreak of food poisoning, that might help our chances. But, I just have a tremendous amount of respect for Alabama and the job that Nick Saban's done. And there's a lot of love going around here on this call, but for us, we just have to be able to play within ourselves and not try to do too much and not ask Denard to do too much. I know that there's been a lot of talk about how much he's improved in the passing game, and really this is going to be a huge test for Denard just to see how much he has improved. On paper, because there are a lot of people being replaced in Alabama's defense, and in particular the secondary, I almost have to think that we have to try and target those defensive backs who may be relatively inexperienced or at least lack the amount of time that Drake Kirkpatrick did and some of the other great defenders that Alabama had. So I think for us, it's kind of easy. It all starts and ends with Denard and what we can do in the passing game.
So, again, we're with Dave Osmond of the Alabama Football Podcast. Dave, one of the things we like to do on this show is challenge our listeners to beat us in prognosticating games. Dave, can you give us a prediction score-wise for the game on Saturday?
Well, I think that this is maybe where I run the risk of being an ungracious guest. I think
Let's have it.
I don't know what the line is.
On, with us, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know what the line is necessarily. I think I would have to go, probably with the over. I think it's, maybe a 14-point game. Maybe it's a 24-10 a style of ball game. I think it's competitive. Without question, it's a competitive game. I think the bulk of the separation that we'll see score-wise will be late in the game, and I think that will be most attributable to just the depth that we have and that you guys are building. I think we're catching you in a stage in the process where I know Coach Holk would probably love to have this game in another year or two.
I think that Michigan might be more well suited a couple years down the road. Dave Osmond, Alabama Football Podcast. Check them out, alabamafootballpodcast.com. Dave, are you going to get a chance to go to the game?
Absolutely. Tom and I are going to be there flying down Friday night.
Got a couple guys going as well. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it, so just know that I am extremely envious of you and your position, at least in that game.
That's right. Well, we have nosebleed seats, and so I'm sure that we'll be down in Dallas watching it on the big screen.
Either way, it'll be a fantastic atmosphere. Again, check out the Alabama Football Podcast, alabamafootballpodcast.com. Dave Osmond, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it.
Guys, good luck to you, and it's been an honor to be on the air with you. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out
and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a Roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach?
Aye.
Of course. Roll Tide.